In every moment, in every breath, magic unfolds into existence. Do you see it? Have you looked? Looking up into the night sky, stars shining, glowing bright. Looking down into the ocean's depth, watery world of mysterious intellect. Looking out across the land.
1969, Coney Beach, South Wales. Rick in his leather coat, me in my blue denim. His mother said, "Why'd you call him Rick when his name is Grenville?" I said, "Well, he just told me." And his father said, "Get your egg out, you look like a pair of Nancy boys." Brett Carlyon had a tongue that could whip a dog. Well, he'd poke it out and the girls would swoon. The boys, well, we just laugh a lot. He had long, curly hair, nearly reached his knees. He reckoned he was a guru. And he told us stories of his father, who was a baker, but who never made a loaf of bread. Oh, these were heady days. These were my days. Yeah, they were heady days, but my days.
In awe of miraculous evolution, looking deep into your eyes, catching a glimpse where magic resides. Marvels of magic everywhere you look. Remember the magic that swells in the dark, with your eyes closed tight, shielded from light, dreaming sweet dreams all through the night. Drawn into mystical consciousness, a place of creation and wonderment.
Gary Feely was the son of a policeman, and he lived in a policeman's house. But his father was a stickler for the rules, and he reported his son for smoking grass. So Gary took a torch and he burned the police house down to the ground. But they never caught him. It was blamed on a crazy guy from another village who was known for this sort of thing.
Stay in the moment, stay in the dark, embrace the unknown. You are. In every moment, in every breath, magic unfolds into existence.
Martin Say was a boy who always looked like he was a man. He wore three-piece suits, shiny brogue shoes, and one of those pins stuck in his tie. I think it was made of gold. He made us look like we were poor, but he was still our friend. And he sometimes bought us Coca-Cola in the little cafe down by the bus depot. Going back to where I came from, I'm going back to the places I came from. Twisted memories and little bits of time wrapped up in silver bubblegum paper. My mother told me my hair would fall out if I kept using a razor comb. She was right.